And I've been asked to tell you my story of how the Lord has worked in my life. And I think as I look back over 40-something years of being a follower of the Lord Jesus, the amazing thing to me is not that I began to follow the Lord Jesus, but that I'm still following the Lord Jesus. And despite my best efforts to do otherwise, he has held on to me. And one of the verses that has really held me and kept me and still holds me and keeps me today is Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. If you want to look it up, do. There isn't a page number on our Bibles, but I'll be able to tell you a rough page number. Oh, it's on 1001, page 1001. And the verse goes like this while you're finding it. But we see him, that is Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels. Namely, Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. And that verse holds me to the great hope that I have in the Lord Jesus Christ. My story really began before I was born. February day, I think. My dad was leaning over a gate watching a rugby match at his old school. Another guy, similar sort of age to him, was doing the same thing. And they were just watching these schoolboys play rugby. They got chatting. They discovered that their wives were both pregnant and were about to give birth to children. And it turned out that the guy my dad was talking to was a new curate at the local church. And they became friends, and they're still friends today, lifelong friends. And through that relationship, my mum and dad came to a living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. They turned from occasional churchgoers into committed followers of Jesus. And my dad is still going at it today, 90 years old, and telling people about it in the home he's living in. But speed on a little bit from that encounter. We moved as a family up to the southeast. I grew up in Tunbridge. And we tried the local church. We didn't get on too well with it. It was a bit of a change for us, and we dropped out a bit, despite the best efforts of the staff there to keep us going. And then I was invited back to one of the youth groups as a young teenager, and I went along. And I thought I was one of those guys. I'd been brought up in this home. I'd said my prayers. We read the Bible I was encouraged to read the Bible and so on. And I thought I was fine. I was just a good little boy trying to do okay at school and not get into trouble and all the rest of it. And then on one particular Sunday evening, we heard a talk on Jesus' story of the prodigal son, the son who throws everything back in his father's faith. He wanders off and squanders his life and money and everything his father's given him and ends up in complete poverty, absolutely nothing, life's useless and so on. And he goes back to his dad and realizes that he's done wrong. And his dad welcomes him back and throws a party. And it was as though the light went on in my head, and I saw two things really clearly. I was not the nice guy I thought I was, that actually deep in my heart I was a rebel against God, and I desperately needed forgiveness. So I was much worse than I thought I was. But the other really amazing thing was that Jesus was far more wonderful than I'd ever imagined or realized. And he'd come looking for me, died on the cross in my place. I was forgiven. And it was as though the light had come on in my head. And I remember thinking two things afterwards. The first was, if this is true, this is everything. This is life forever. And the other thing was, I've got to tell somebody about it. I didn't quite know who to tell. I was rather embarrassed about it. But the following morning, over double woodwork, I did tell my friend Simon, because I hated double woodwork, and it was wonderful to be able to tell him about the Lord Jesus Christ. And out of that, we became even better friends. The next sort of turning point, I guess, was going to university. I felt I could just, go to university, live the party life. I was held at that particular point. Somebody befriended me, read the Bible with me, and encouraged me, and I got into a local church which taught the Bible and the Christian Union and things like that, and gradually began to see that there were really solid reasons for believing what I believed. I could trust it. I could stake my life on it. It was worth staking my life on it. And bit by bit, I got it became clear to me that serving the Lord full time in some sort of capacity was the thing to be doing, and that's what I've been doing effectively since then. But the wonderful thing is, now here this morning, it all makes more sense to me and seems more real to me ever than it did even all those years ago. And Jesus is more wonderful, and it's more fantastic, despite the struggles that life sort of throws at you along the way, the heartbreaks and the deaths and the illnesses and the sorrows and the sadnesses. It's more wonderful knowing the Lord Jesus Christ today. And the hope, as you get nearer the finishing line, shines all the more brightly. All that I need is in Jesus. He satisfies. Joy he supplies. Life would be worthless without him. All things in Jesus I find. That's my story.